His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly there is increasing violence and demonstrations over in Greece, and of course that's because the government is having to cut back on all the benefits they promised the people there. Certainly 30% of all jobs in Greece for government jobs and well-paid government jobs, but of course Greece couldn't afford that, but everybody liked it. As long as the banks would continue lending money and the banks really finance that wonderful socialist utopia where people could retire at age 50 with a full pension, and then eventually the whole thing collapses. Well, only they want to get the banks to lend more money, and the banks won't lend money unless they put up their islands and their various government corporations, telephone system and the rail system and all those. Banks want that as collateral. The Greeks don't want to do it. And, well, anyway, there's an impasse there. Greece is going to be given hundreds of billions of dollars, and that's not going to solve the problem. It is just too expensive to maintain a socialist state, and the people don't want it cut back. After all, aren't they entitled to it? Just like we're entitled to all the benefits of socialism here in America, but there's no money to fund it. So now we're seeing violent demonstrations in Greece.
Morning,
Stan. We're
seeing
violent demonstrations all across America. Who is organizing the demonstrations? You don't get people spontaneously out. Somebody's organizing them. It's the communist, and of course it is the fascist, the socialist element in America. They're well-funded by our great tax-exempt foundations, which tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. This is all certainly being staged to justify ever more government control over our lives. In other words, the very people who are organizing the demonstrations are the ones who want to increase government control over our lives. When you understand that, it makes sense. And the key to it is a book published back in 1958, which we've kept in print for, well, at least 20 years, called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, going into who funded, of course, who actually funded the communist and socialist movement in America. Well, with that as background, this morning you're going to be hearing from my good friend, Colonel Ron Ray, retired Marine Corps Colonel. Colonel Ray, thank you so very much for being with us.
Stan, I'm happy to be here with you today.
Well, you pick up the story.
Well, you made an interesting point about the finances and whatnot. I think it's interesting to go back, and most Americans don't know who the most influential historian is at any point in our history, and of course it's the librarian of the Library of Congress, which was created after Jefferson's administration. He had the greatest library in America. He donated it and needed the deduction. He donated it to create the Library of Congress. And the librarian from 75 to 87 was Daniel Boorstin, an eminent scholar, and he wrote a book in 1961 before he was picked to be the librarian of the Library of Congress, called The Image, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America. And I'm going to say that again because a lot of people don't believe that a pseudo-event occurs in America, but this is a book about them called The Image, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America. And in that book early on, he said, Americans live in a world of pseudo-facts created for them by their own media. And that is why we fight back with Oliver Wendell Holmes, very important quote in the Eisner case versus the New York Trust Company in 1921, a page of history is worth a volume of logic. And we get a lot of people flapping their gums and giving us logic, but a page of history goes a long way. And most Americans are unaware that for many, many years, going all the way back to 1962, prayer, which is the normalest, most normal thing in the world to do, and we've been doing it since the Mayflower, Jamestown, and Mayflower in Plymouth. Prayer in public schools was struck down in 1962 in Engle versus Vitale. And the next year, the reading of the Bible was struck down by the Supreme Court under the Warren Court. And that has picked up speed in the last 20 years. And we've been actively involved because, believe it or not, the Washington Times, from friends of ours, part of the RSVP America campaign from Missouri, went up to the Supreme Court to pray on the steps, public steps, leading into the Supreme Court building. And police and security for the Supreme Court made them leave. And the next morning, this was October the 5th, 2002, when it appeared in the Washington Times, so it was the day before, and the article in the Washington Times said, Supreme Court steps are a no-prayer zone. Midwestern women were shooed away by a police officer. And the Washington Post reported 2 years later that the court won't reinstate prayer at the school. No, they're not going to do it. And the Air Force bans leaders' promotion of Christianity. Guidelines caution against promoting any particular faith or even the idea of religion over non-religion. This is August 30th, 2005. And later in the fall, an executive order on prayers, North Carolina Republican Walter Jones collected signatures in Congress asking President Bush to step in and protect religious expression and prayer. So this fight's been going on for a long time, and in 2002, the ACLU, B'nai B'rith, and the American Jewish Committee came after prayer at the Virginia Military Institute. And that case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court would not hear the case after a 6-6 tie in Richmond, the Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, 6-6 tie vote, but they issued an unprecedented 16-page opinion, even though they declined to hear the case based on the pages of history in our appendix that took prayer all the way back, as I said, to Jamestown and Plymouth, that it was irrefutable, and VMI is still praying today as a result of that. So I think Americans need to wake up and smell the coffee. They have asked the leaders to no longer lead in prayer before they lead in battle, and even George Marshall and Eisenhower acknowledge, and Omar Bradley said, you know, when a leader leads his men in prayer before he leads them in battle, the confidence they have in following him doubles. And I think that's true.
Is that 16-page opinion by the Supreme Court available? I've never even heard of it.
Online. Yes, it is available online. You can get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that you're not supposed to hear it. We'll be right back here. Turn around, Frank.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Colonel Ron Ray. And ladies and gentlemen, there is an active, organized conspiracy against God in this country, and mention of God against Christianity specifically, and all of the organizations that are aligned against it are affiliated with the Brotherhood of Darkness, both left and right wing. Understand that they control both the left and the right. And when you hear the ACLU, you think, oh, those radical leftists, but they're simply an extension of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Understand the one thing they hate most and they fear most is Christianity. But go right ahead, Colonel.
Well, I think it's that the American people are going to need to support our troops. You see that bumper sticker everywhere, but if you're going to truly support them, you need to let them pray, let their leaders pray, and not forbid them to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Christian prayer requires you to say who you're praying to. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will answer and give it unto you, and that's throughout the New Testament. So we need to. Hawaii, after a complaint was raised by a radical group, the Senate in Hawaii stopped opening with a prayer. That was reported on January 21st of this year. A judge said prayer day violates the U.S. law, the National Day of Prayer. Now, that hadn't been struck down yet, hadn't gotten high enough in the land, but the American people don't speak. If they don't tell their representatives how important it is, they need to encourage the ones that are standing up. And that's Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina, Republican. He needs to be encouraged. James Inhofe. And James Inhofe has been a staunch supporter, Republican, Oklahoma. And he made lengthy remarks on the floor of the United States Senate, and he cited the work that we did in the VMI prayer case and the history of prayer that we had laid out, an extensive body official public prayers that were ordered by statesmen, secretaries of war, secretaries of state, vice presidents, presidents of the United States, and military leaders from 1774 to the present day. That didn't stop the ACLU from bringing suit in May of 2001, and that case went on for a very, very long time. So if you're interested, you can look on our website. We have a lot of material about the battle over prayer, the attack against prayer, which groups have been involved, which groups filed briefs in the VMI case. And you can see us at firstprinciplespress.org. That's all lowercase, firstprinciplespress.org. FirstPrinciplesPress.org, and we are, just like Radio Liberty, It's an educational foundation, and we need the support of the public to be able to make these stands, to publish this material. And right now we're trying to publish the first American Armed Forces prayer book for the military in over 25 years. There hasn't been one, and we've collected prayers going all the way back to the 17th century, from the founding period on. 73% of those prayers are in the name of Jesus Christ, and this will be something that you'll want to have, and you'll want to get a copy. We have a summary right now. If you would like to get a selected summary of some of those prayers, we'd be happy to send it out. Contact us at firstprinciplespress.org. You can email me directly, Colonel Ron Ray, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, Ron Ray, @gmail.com, or firstprinciplespress@gmail.com, firstprinciplespress@gmail.com.
And if you'd like Colonel, to support us, is your ministry that too. A 501c3?
Yes, it is. First Principles okay, Press so is a 501c3.
Yeah, that is a tax-deductible gift, and if you're in a position to help, I can assure you Colonel Ron Ray is a good friend. I've known him for many years, and he is well-deserving of your effort. Now, remember, the Congress opens their session every morning with prayer. The Supreme Court opens every one of their sessions with prayer. There's a replica of the Ten Commandments there, engraved in the stone above where the ceiling of the room where the Supreme Court meets. They have a replica of the Ten Commandments on the doors leading into the there and into the Supreme Court. But we don't dare mention God in school. Why is that? Because they want to destroy the faith of our children. They want to destroy the faith of our children because they want to destroy this country. Why did the Supreme Court refuse to actually hear a VMI case and yet come out with a 16-page description of the history of prayer in America? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and they'd like to have it both ways. And that's what the natural man would like to do, is to have it both ways. But what's happening is there in the newspapers every morning. It's what's going on, and you need to support. People are doing something for it. In 2006, and I want you to know that this was probably revealed the nature and origin of the media monopoly when an important issue like Christian prayer in the armed forces was debated in the House and the Senate, and positions were taken by the Pentagon. This is in 2006. George W. Bush is president of the United States. He claimed to be an evangelical Christian. The Duncan Hunter, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, a very senior member of Congress at that time in 06, watched this unfold across the country, watched the attacks, subtle attacks, the hidden attacks, the ambushes against any notion of Christian prayer. And so he introduced a bill that would support and defend Christian prayer by chaplains or leaders. And it passed the House of Representatives in 2006. It got into the U.S. Senate, and the U.S. Senate debated it some. John Warner took the lead, a Republican from Virginia, against what they were doing in the House, held up a letter in his hand that was written by the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, who said that praying in the name of Christ was unnecessary and divisive. He held that letter up, and the head of the National Association of Evangelicals out in Colorado Springs wrote a similar letter to the Secretary of Defense. And both of those letters were ammunition. One, how many are there, Stan, in the members of the National Association of Evangelicals?
30 million member in National Association of Evangelical Christians. 30 million Protestants belong to an organization that opposed prayer. At least, how could they have possibly be in churches that would oppose praying in the name of Jesus Christ in the military? But then Ted Haggard was a dope-smoking homosexual who had been placed in charge of the Christians of this country by the brother, in my opinion, the Brotherhood of Darkness. And it only came out afterwards that the man who headed the 30-million-man Protestant organization, was a cocaine-using homosexual. He was there because he'd been placed there, just as all throughout organized Christianity, they have their agents placed. Go right ahead, Colonel.
Well, I would go back. Herbert Hoover was alarmed when he left office in March of 1933, and he spent the next year writing a book called The Challenge to Liberty. It was published in 1934, and this was his assessment of what was going on in the United States, and he literally believed that liberty and justice was under attack, and he described the unique relationship in America to liberty and justice. But this is what he said, that the bureaucracy has already developed a vast ramifying propaganda subtly designed to control thought and opinion. The constant use of the radio, this was published in 1934, the constant use of the radio, the platform, and the press by divisive exposition, news, and attack with one point of view becomes a powerful force in transforming the nation's mentality and in destroying its independent judgment. It's sad enough to see how passive people have become, but they don't recognize that they have been propagandized since the day of their birth. And they don't understand truth, and they lack the capacity to make an independent judgment, and they mouth the slogans that are repeated through the vast ramifying propaganda subtly designed to control thought and opinion. And that challenge to liberty is very important. It's very simple. If you want to see whether or not liberty exists in your state or your township or your county government, the question really is whether or not the weakest, smallest person in that jurisdiction can challenge a powerful institution, a powerful political figure, or a powerful entity of any kind with confidence of a just outcome. If the smallest person in the society is confident that they can challenge the big and the powerful, and they will get justice, then you have liberty and justice. But without justice, you do not have liberty. And I think Hoover was the last president to make that clear. And that little book's still around. You can get it for $3 or $4 on one of the used book websites. And he was a man of great thought and principle, and has been smeared with this whole notion of the planned effort that led to the October 1929 crash, and that Stan has done some wonderful work on in the past, but he was smeared with that, and all they did was cut off the lending and the Fed. It was a Fed-run operation.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand there is a conspiracy against God. This is not happening accidentally, and that they said they understand how important Christianity is. The firmness of the stability of this nation, destroy the Christian belief of our country, and we become simply a democracy, a mobocracy, and they'll have the people out demonstrating in the streets just as they are today. Prelude to chaos and martial law. Colonel, how can we turn this around? People don't understand that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and you destroy that spirit of Christianity, you destroy liberty. Our freedoms come from God, not from government. Our founding fathers recognized that. It was self-evident. Our freedoms came from God, and governments, God was instituted, or government was instituted among men to preserve our God-given freedoms. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. Why is that never taught in school?
Well, you know, the throughout the Old and New Testament, the prophets were told by the Lord as a mission to go to the house of God and measure the house of God and them that worship therein. That's what they were told to do. And guess what? I mean, look what Stephen did. Stephen gave his own people. Stephen gave his own people a history, an Old Testament history of from Moses and all the way down. He gave them a history, and they so hated the truth of history, they stoned him to death while he was speaking. And that's what he was doing. So that you should, it's important, of course, to try to hold your local media accountable. It's important to make sure your representatives are, in fact, representing your position. But I think the most important thing to do is to see if you can get the attention of the local pastors and the local churches, because when de Tocqueville came to see what made America so different, why was it so successful? Why was there so much prosperity? Why was there peace? Why were they strong? You know, and he went, and he started at Wall Street, and he went to Wall Street, and then he went to Washington, and he went through the state houses, and he didn't get it. And he said, Stan, you probably know exactly what he found. Where did he have to go to find out what was unique about America? He had to go to the churches. And he heard the pulpits on fire with righteousness and biblical truth. And that was what made all the difference. And so what's happened is that the 501c3 churches, the subject to the getting it incorporated, they require them to be incorporated, which is a privilege given by the state. They have been relatively silenced, and my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's the knowledge of the Word of God in the Bible, and the point is that that has been thanks to Lyndon Baines Johnson back, I guess, in the 50s when he did it, you know, and put that requirement on that the churches are government churches.
Is it Tocqueville said, America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, And our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. If you have a question for the Colonel, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Remember the rest of Sidney de Tocqueville's quotation, you know, and I couldn't find the source of America's greatness, and I looked, you know, in our harbors and in our forests and in our farms and their industry. It wasn't until I went into the churches and found the pulpits flaming with righteousness that I understood the source of America's greatness. America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, America tortures people. America has killed several million innocent men, women, and children in Afghanistan and Iraq in a totally contrived series of wars. We have a quarter of a million men over in Afghanistan today with the contractors and NATO troops fighting 50 to 100 members of Afghanistan, of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, while we're backing the Al-Qaeda operatives in Libya. What's wrong with this story? And why aren't somebody in our ministry speaking out against torture? When was the last time you heard a national religious figure speak out against either the war or against torture? Think about it. Where is the voice of the Christian church? Colonel, before we go on, I want you to get your address out again so people could know how to get in touch with your ministry, First Principles Press.
All right. Ready? Are you online? Are we online? Live?
Yes, we are.
Good. FirstPrinciplesPress.org. And that's all lowercase. First Principles, that's L-E-S, FirstPrinciplesPress.org. And if you'd like to support our effort, particularly the new U.S., the first U.S. Armed Forces Prayer Book, a collection of historic American prayers from 1774 to 1988, that's a project we'd like to put that Armed Forces Prayer Book in the hands of every veteran and every military family, and certainly in those deployed in this country and overseas. And we'll need your help to do that. So that's firstprinciplespress.org. And if you will contact us or make a donation, we'll give you a copy of the sampling of these historic prayers and an overview of it. And I think it's going to be really important to understand how important our military and political leaders, right down to the current, to 2000 and even 2006, when the fight was being led by Duncan Hunter to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But when we did this research, we found that looking at the sampling of prayer books that were distributed in World War One, Korean War, they contain not only strong Christian prayers, but they were recommended prayers that had been given for distribution to the military from people like General Collins and Omar Bradley and General Clay and Eisenhower, five-star general, MacArthur, Marshall, Patton, Admiral Nimitz, Air Force, General Vandenberg, the Marines, the Commandants, Cates, Holcomb, Vandergriff, the Coast Guard, the 11 most senior military authorities, and all the secretaries of Army, Navy, and Air Force, and military chaplains, commanders-in-chief, and Admiral Moore, who was chief of naval operations during the Vietnam War and was later chairman of the Joint Chiefs under the Nixon administration, he said, gave this as his professional military opinion. Prayer for the common good and acknowledgement of divine providence is a central, official, and historical tenet of the combat leadership preparation of successful American military officers. And he went on to say, particularly officer training and particularly in any time of national peril or war. In other words, he's saying it's critical, and our leaders need to lead in prayer before they lead in battle, just like General Patton did at the Battle of the Bulge, and he distributed, I've forgotten how many, tens of thousands of the prayer that he was praying. He passed that out so that every man in the Third Army was praying. And, of course, that was the really turning point in the war in Europe with that was the last gasp of the German army and German offensive. The General George Marshall's not one of my favorite from his political standpoint and his globalist objectives, but he basically said the spiritual life of the soldier is more important than any of his physical equipment. And so he said officer training, which includes routine public prayer, acquaints future commanders before the crisis of battle to those crucial intangibles related to the life of the soldier, his soul, and the necessity of prayer to effective military leadership. America is dependent upon leader-led prayer and God's divine providence in time of national danger, and it must be part of the routine training. And when you look back at the testimonies of POWs, a good friend of mine, Admiral Jeremiah Denton, Mobile, Alabama, now, and was a U.S. senator for a term. You might recall, if you know any history about the Vietnam War, that he was the pilot who, after he was shot down, was brought in front of, as a prisoner, was brought in front of many international news outlets, and they were filming him, and he had the presence of mind to blink his eyes with Morse code. He blinked T-O-R-T-U-R-E, torture. That was the first absolute confirmation because of his presence of mind and a strong Christian. He blinked torture, and our defense authorities knew clearly for the first time that our fighting men were being tortured. And Robbie Reisner was a strong Christian, and he led prayer and Bible study and religious services among prisoners who couldn't even gather together. They would pray, and when they ever got together for any purpose, they would always pray, and the North Vietnamese would come in and beat them to stop it. Isn't it interesting that our leaders, many of our leaders, political and military, over this removal of prayer in the armed forces in the last 10 or 15 years, have the same attitude towards prayer that the North Vietnamese did. And what Robbie Reisner, they honored him because of his military service, his distinguished heroism, but he was such an inspirational leader that at the Air Force Academy, they built a statue out on the parade ground of Robbie Reisner, and it was 9 feet tall. And I bet very few Americans and even very few that graduated from the Air Force Academy know why that statue is 9 feet tall. And the answer was that it was late 1972, and he led another prayer. They let them get together to have a meal. It looked like it was getting more and more likely they were going to let our POWs come home and let them go. And they got them together, and he immediately led a prayer session. And the North Vietnamese came in and began to beat him in front of the other prisoners. And the other prisoners started to sing a hymn. They started to sing a Christian hymn together. And Robbie Reisner said, "I felt 9 feet tall when I was being carried out to be tortured."
We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. If you have a question our telephone number 877-254-7524. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And how many of you out there in the listening audience really think that America is good today? Where a child isn't even allowed to pray in school, even voluntarily, or to give a talk at graduation, a valedictory talk, and even mention God, or they can't pray on our school grounds before a football game. And, oh, horrors to even mention Jesus Christ if you're a military chaplain. Do you honestly believe that God is going to preserve this country? And that's really the key to what this is all about. Colonel, how soon will that prayer book be available?
Well, that's going to depend on our ability. We've just gotten the we've gotten this into the hands of the guy who's going to lay out the design of it, and the cost of that's going to be almost $3,000. So we have done the research. We've collected prayer books going back to the 17th century. Everyone that we could find, we've acquired. Some were at quite expense. And then what we've done is we've taken a fair selection and sampling of all these prayers going back to the French and Indian War, the War for American Independence, and of course these prayer books were largely prepared and distributed during times of national peril, national emergency, or war. And we have prayer books from the American Revolution. We have prayer books from the War of 1812. We have prayer books. We have prayers and prayer books from the Mexican War. We have them from a lot from the War Between the States on both sides. And it's interesting to see compare and contrast those prayers. But we've got those, and then of course something from the Spanish-American War, and again, a lot in World War One, and tremendous a number of prayer books in World War Two, and a very excellent one in the Korean War, and then it begins to drop off. There was one about the time of the Vietnam War, but you can actually see what was going on in America when you see what was going on in these prayers. But we've tried to present the prayers in such a way that, along with the actions of military leaders in preparing our military to pray as well as fight. And that's the principle. Many of your listeners may, if they know their history, they know who Pastor Peter Muhlenberg is. In fact, there's a county in Kentucky named for Peter Muhlenberg, and he was a pastor in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And he stood in his pulpit and he gave us a prayer during the War for American Independence, and he stood up and he finished his sermon, and he says there's a time to fight, there's a time to pray, there's a time to prepare, and there's a time to fight. And he opened his ecclesiastical robes, and he was wearing the uniform of a Virginia militia officer, and he led from his town. He led them up to join forces with Washington and the Continental Army, and that I think his birthday was early October 2nd, I think, sometime in the last few days, And if you know Bill Federer's website, Bill Federer puts out the American Minute every day, and it's a wonderful resource, Stan. You should take a look at that, because he does put down these anniversaries, and he's got one for almost every day about our. But it's interesting how interwoven it was until you got to after the Korean War, and you could see that what was happening in America was happening in the military and happening in terms of the prayers. Fewer and fewer prayers were being prayed in the name of Jesus Christ, and across the prayer books that we had, 73% were in the name of Jesus Christ. 73%, which is interesting because it's about the number, if you ask, it did a poll, a fair sampling of Americans, that's about the number, 70, 72, 73% would be the number who would claim that they were Christian. And so we think this is the second principle of the American military. I have to say, and Stan knows that we've made the fight for exemplary conduct. The first principle of the American military, and these were written down by seven founders led by John Adams in 1774 and 5. And the first principle was virtue, honor, and patriotism, and that those who had a leadership responsibility were to be vigilant to inspect the behavior of their men, to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. In other words, that's still on the books. It's been on the books since 1775. But Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed. And our political leaders and many of our military leaders went along with that. They actually compromised the founding principle of the American military. Well, guess what the second principle was of the American Armed Forces? John Adams wrote it. Guess how often prayer and divine services were to be held in the Continental Army, Continental Navy? And that is twice a day, with a sermon once a week on Sunday, combat operations and weather notwithstanding, and unless they interfered. So this is we have a prayer. Maybe we're back to the point, you know, in terms of the power elite and the America having been transformed from a Christian nation that the Supreme Court recognized four times to what it is now. And it seems to me that we still have a right to pray, and we need to make that stand. And if you're threatened in the military or threatened for praying where people have prayed all along. One of the things the prayer book will do, if you pray a prayer that was distributed to our fighting forces in the previous war, and you pray the same prayer now, and it was distributed by the military and by the government, officially sanctioned, then it would be a perfect illustration of the dramatic reversal and the dramatic change to that we are now actually suppressing and censoring. Christian prayer, and I think if it came to a lawsuit, I think you'd have a better chance of prevailing if you prayed a historic prayer that had been distributed to the fighting forces in an earlier war. Which, by the way, when we were praying these prayers, the Christian prayers, you guess what? Our military was successful. We won our wars, which hasn't been true since the no-win war that in Korea, the no-win war in Vietnam, the no-win war now in Iraq and Afghanistan. There's something to be learned from the God's providence in that.
Well, Colonel, I appreciate the work that you've done. I do hope some of our listeners will help as far as getting that prayer book out. I'm looking forward to getting it. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Doc, and back here, and I was just thinking as Colonel Ray was talking about Donald Rumsfeld. And, of course, you remember it was Donald Rumsfeld who, working during the Reagan administration transition team, got aspartame legalized in the United States and has poisoned literally millions of children. Produces pathological obesity, produces infertility, lowers the sperm count, certainly has an impact upon every aspect of our child's life. It disrupts their endocrine system. He knew what he was doing. Donald Rumsfeld, of course, as a member of the Project for the New American Century, there was a flight zone. There was an order given on September 11th that there would be no planes in the air in response to a hijacking. It was Donald Rumsfeld who authorized torture, torturing of helpless prisoners. Just torture them. They may be guilty, they may not be guilty, but it was all right to go ahead and torture them. He authorized that. And then, of course, it was Donald Rumsfeld who wrote the letter who said it isn't necessary to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But nobody ever talks about these things. Basically, people don't understand. Donald Rumsfeld is a very evil man, part of the Project for the New American Century, and yet he always gets a good press. I wonder why. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time I have to, first of all, remind you we're having an all-day seminar on the 23rd of October, and if you can possibly come, I think you'll find it fascinating. We'll open the doors at 7:30 in the morning, begin at 8:30, and we'll go to 5:30 or 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch, so you have to have reservations. That's the 23rd of October, just less than 3 weeks from now. And then, of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. We are not 501c3 because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And if we were 501c3 and I said the things that I say, I would have the IRS certainly after me on a daily basis. So we can tell you the truth because we're not 501c3, and if you want to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me suggest the book, Foundations of Power and Influence. We've kept in print for 20 years. Everything has been done to suppress it. Why is it important? Because it points out the great tax-exempt foundations are involved in financing communism and socialism. Who do you think's financing the people who are getting arrested on Wall Street? Not that the average individual has any idea what this is all about. He thinks he's demonstrating against Wall Street, but he's actually being financed by Wall Street. You want a controlled opposition. And that's what it's all about. So Foundations, Their Power and Influence, is one of the five most important books in my extensive library of 20,000 or more books. And we recommend it to you. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958 by the Council for the Reese Committee, the only time Congress was ever allowed to investigate The subversive activities of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. So, and then, of course, we carry Professor Quigley's excellent book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and they suppressed that book for many years. And if you doubt it, you can hear the interview with Professor Quigley in the four-tape set, or four-CD set, The Secret Government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for your liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again, Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview.